Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons and Dragons. I haul Trouse down and I shake it at the front of the other caravan.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
One of the wagon wheels hits a big pothole and the wagon falls to the ground.
Oh my god!
It just seems one thing after the other just keeps going wrong.
Is it because they're really heavy and full of liquid, or...
Is it because of cursed?
Is your boss a cursed barrel salesman?
No, it's
a tough business. That's a tough business to be in.
Not a lot of market for that, I wouldn't think.
Cool. So you're like adventurers, yeah?
I think we're adventurers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Very neat. There's this old saying over near here. Big treasure...
Big fun.
We go find the big treasure, we have big fun.
All... three of you feel like the wind dies down, like almost to a standstill. And just above the trees right in front of you at the end of this path, you see the tip of a windmill.
Well, I'll be damned.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. I play Moot. He's a half-orc wild magic sorcerer.
And Amy Moore.
Hey, I play Sullivan Slight, or Sully, a lightfoot halfling rogue.
And Carla Johnson.
That's me, and I play Glim, a dragonborn paladin.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
Good. Doing real good.
By tonight, I mean this generic time of day that people are listening.
Yeah. Is it night? Could be. Morning?
Could be.
Midday?
Who knows?
I don't know.
I see sun outside, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Amy refuses to yes and this garbage.
Will not. You put me in some weird ghosty place, maybe. Who knows? Don't want this. Where we're always yes anding is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast in the side scroller that we run over there, which is amazing. And you should come over just so you can listen to that, because Tom runs a wonderful game.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Aw, thanks, guys. It's a super fun one to run.
But also, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron. And this episode is dedicated to that patron, Kyle McSherry.
Thanks, hey, Kyle.
Y'all. Thanks, Kyle.
I was wondering how long Russ would be able to drag that out before he said your name.
I know. There was a lot of anticipation.
Build the suspense. Yeah. That's what my job is. And I did that so well. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to the point where I could have said his name and then think that maybe it shouldn't have been that way and then try and backtrack. No, that's not what I did.
No, I assumed you had a script in front of you. It was seamless.
Seamless. Perfect. Fuck it. Let's play D&D. So you find yourself after heading into the woods with Hillip and not getting his honey.
Please listen to the previous episodes. That's not a sexual reference.
I mean, it's an episodic thing. Hopefully you have listened to the previous episode.
But if you're just coming in now, it's not a sex thing.
If not, it's all about Hillip's honey. But you are, have walked down a pathway. The wind has kind of died down to a standstill. You see ahead of you a windmill. You're not certain if it's the windmill, but it is a windmill, and it doesn't appear to be moving.
And it's in the middle of a forest.
It's in the middle of a forest.
So already spooky, because what windmills need to work is wind.
Yeah.
I would like to use my divine sense. That's right, a game mechanic.
Oh my god.
Mind explosion.
Okay.
As an action, I can detect good and evil. I can, until the end of my next turn, I can sense anything affected by the Hallow spell or know the location of any celestial, fiend, or undead within 60 feet.
Shit.
Any of them bad boys kicking around? I mean, probably not, but I wanted to use a thing, guys.
I think that's lovely.
I mean, you get the heebie-jeebies that maybe something is awry here, but you do not specifically detect any of those evildoers.
Okay. Guys, this place feels super creepy, and not just because it's a windmill in the middle of a forest, which I don't know a lot of physics or windmill ix, but I think you need wind for a windmill to work, so why would they even have built it here? Anyway, this place is super creepy.
Friends, this could be the windmill that we are looking for. It's in the middle of a forest. It's not moving right now, which kind of is like good for the rumor. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it was powered by magic orb, which means it wouldn't have regularly needed wind to move.
Mm-hmm. And evil right. took over, and it's super creepy.
Super creepy. You noticed that too.
Yeah. So, what do you say? Will you just, like, barge in there, or?
Yeah, let's kick the door in.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I'm so happy I brought you guys with me. Okay.
So, are you over the whole honey thing now? Have we moved on?
Well, we'll still come back to get the honey, right?
Well, we have to go back the same way we came. I guess you can do whatever you want.
You all can start walking down, and the pathway, there's big trees at the end of this pathway. It takes a right. You could, in theory, cut through the trees to get directly to the windmill, it would seem. It's like, we're just going to cut through here. Is that okay with you guys, or is the trees too creepy? We go around the pathways.
Well, I've read Little Red Riding Hood, and you're never supposed to veer off the path, so...
So you want us to stick to the path, then?
I vote path. I'm a pragmatic.
Sully. We can stay on the path. Why not?
That's totally cool. Kind of keeping an eye on where you're going with the windmill, but the path turns to the right. You take a left, and then you're basically just following around this circle here. As you walk down the path, there is a right turn down at the end. It opens into a bit of a clearing. You don't see much, but you continue to take a left, and then another left, and you make it to the front of a windmill.
Ta-da.
I would like to do a perception check.
Me too. I don't know why, though.
I rolled a one.
I rolled a two.
Guess I've still got that song from Zumba in my head. Just, it's such an earworm.
It's lodged in your brain. I got a 10.
I guess we see a windmill.
A windmill, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like an old windmill. Kind of not super well kept. Looks like maybe it hasn't been tended to in several years. Got a real creepo vibe to it. That's about what you detect to it.
Okay.
You see Hillip go over to the door, and he goes to open it.
We should knock. What if someone lives here? Just because it's run down doesn't mean it could be someone's home. You can't just walk in. It's the middle of the night.
Well, I just assumed that maybe it was abandoned because rumor, but you're right. He knocks. My mouth got really dry at that moment, and I couldn't make a...
Well, I also like your, pattern. And then people drums start coming out,
It's that Zumba song all over again.
Yeah, and then someone starts singing, "What's new, Buenos Aires?" And it's a whole musical number out of nowhere.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Do that one day, Russ.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, in like episode, 2 years, sure. Yeah. Well, just like where it comes out of nowhere, it'll be so fun.
So he knocks and he kind of waits there. Everybody waits there for a minute and you don't hear anything. Actually, make a perception check.
God.
That's probably a better way to do it. Play this game that we're playing.
10.
14.
Oh, nat 20.
Oh, damn.
I mean, nobody hears anything coming from inside the windmill, but you hear a faint calling off and behind you. Someone yelling, like, "Help! Help!"
Does anybody hear that?
Now that you focus on it, everybody else does hear kind of a faint calling for help.
Well, it sounds like someone needs some help.
Yeah, we've got to go. And I'm already, like, heading in that direction.
I'm right behind Glim.
All right. Hillip's like, we're off to adventure! He's following behind. You run, you're sticking to the path?
If that's where it sounded like
that. Yeah, like, I think I would, like, kind of beeline whatever the fastest path was to where I thought it was coming from.
It would be cutting through some trees to get to the sound. So, yeah, you go back the way you came a little bit, but before you get to the one turn that you didn't go down, you hear them coming from the other side of the trees there. So you cut through the trees. Does everybody follow?
Yeah.
Moot.
Bad Hillip. Feeling about this.
Sully hesitates for a moment. I mean, as far as you know, there could be a path.
Yeah, no, Sully follows them.
All right, so you cut through the trees. Glim, you're the first one through, and you see a man caught in quicksand in the middle of a pathway. He looks like he's kind of just like face above the sand, and he kind of looks over to you without turning too much. He's like, oh, thank God. Can you help me?
Okay, guys, this is what we have to do. We got to get the three of us together, and we'll make a human chain, and then we gotta grab the guy, and then we gotta pull him out without sinking in, okay?
You are very resourceful. Let's do this thing.
Can we use a rope?
Yeah, we gotta use a rope. We'll tie it to a tree, and then tie it to the person, and then tie it to the person, and tie it to the person. Quick, before this guy goes under.
All right. I tie the rope to a sturdy-looking tree.
Make a dexterity check.
Oh, God. Oh. 11.
Yeah, you tie it to the tree.
Okay. I double check my knot.
Love it.
Make an investigation check.
It's a 12.
Yes, it's a knot.
It is a knot. You probably feel like you could have tied it a little better, though.
Okay, I tied a little better.
You do so. Okay. You're tying it to each individual person, or you're just kind of like holding on to it? What's happening here?
Well, I say tie off, and then, I mean, we should, in theory, in quicksand theory.
Yeah.
If Sully's tied to the tree, well, I don't know that Sully was the best choice to go next to the tree, so let's tie whoever is next to Sully also to the rope. It's just that he's small. He's not that strong.
I just tied it to a tree. I just have a hemp rope.
Oh, you haven't tied it to yourself at all?
No.
Oh, just to the tree.
Tied it to himself as anchor.
Whoop. I got you guys.
And everybody's in the quicksand new podcast.
Yeah, totally. Oh.
No, Sully's definitely not going to be tied.
Okay, guys. Oh, I guess. How far across is the quicksand?
It appears to be like, we'll say 40 feet. Diameter, so Jesus. 20 feet to the guy who's kind of near the middle.
Okay.
My God, how far did he walk in before he got to the middle of a frame?
Jeez.
I mean, thrashing and stuff, you move around.
I guess.
Can we sort out these details later, please?
Yeah, okay, no more talking. It's gonna make you think deeper.
Okay. So, what do you think, guys? What order should we go in? I think I'm the strongest. I'm not trying to be rude, but maybe I should go and be the one to pull him out, or should I be at the anchor and hold everybody else that's pulling him out? What do you guys think, Moot? What do you think?
I think we just got to get him out of there.
Not helpful. Hillip, what do you think?
Oh, well, it sounds like you got the good pulls, so maybe you go pull the rope and we will hold on to him with our hands.
Oh my God, you guys. Okay, for Christ.
Okay. Sully, you understand what I'm saying here,
I
right?
I know what you're saying here. I think that you should be closest to the tree. I think that you should be in charge of making sure that we don't all fall into the thing. Me, I'm going to be just organizing this entire thing. Then we're going to have Hillip is going to be next. And then Moot, you are going to be grabbing the hands of the guy if you feel comfortable doing so.
Sure, I can do that.
All right, you guys.
Sweet. Should we tie this to our good friend Moot here, maybe?
Yeah, you should be tying it to you as well. Come on, chop.
That seems...
I already tied it to me, and then to him, and then to him, and then...
Okay, we're tied. We're good.
We're all tied.
Everybody make a check of some sort.
Okay, what do we kind of check?
Okay,
kind of rope
so
check do you want?
I think
survival. Never do survival checks.
Oh, fuck
I
yeah,
literally
bud.
Don't remember ever doing one.
No, let's do a survival check. That's not exactly what that is, but
okay.
I mean,
we can do a survival check to see if we get the guy.
Let's do
avoid quicksand or other natural hazards. It says it right in there.
Oh, fuck it then. Yeah, perfect.
What? In survival?
Yeah.
Am I misremembering? Do we do survival checks all the
never.
Time? Because
no,
I just
we
don't
never
remember.
Do them.
This is the first time ever.
But if you click on it in D&D Beyond, it literally says quicksand.
You're right.
Everybody
oh
do
God.
A survival
okay.
check.
Do I have to if I'm not participating?
You're, I mean, you're, yeah, you know.
I'm just watching.
You're just there for moral support.
I really
everybody,
am.
He's aiding, so everybody do it with advantage.
Yeah. Oh. I'm cheering on.
Okay, 13 for the first one. 14 for this. Okay, yeah. Mildly better.
I also got a 14.
And Hillip got a 12, but that's good. So, Moot, you explain to me what you do, because you're the guy going in to reach hand. So you tell me, you describe to me what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just kind of, like, inch my way as close as possible while I still have solid footing. And then just kind of lean as forward as I can.
He's 20 feet in the middle of it. Moot, what you gotta do is we all gotta lay down flat so we don't break through the top. We gotta spread out our weight. We gotta distribute our weight out across. You understand?
Oh, light as a feather, just as a board.
Okay, that makes so much more sense than my method. This is my first time with quicksand, guys. I don't know what I'm doing.
Me too, buddy. I didn't even know a survival was a thing.
He almost sunk down a dude. Make sure that your hand is available for our buddy here.
He kind of lifts his hand up and out of the sand and reaching towards Moot, and you lay down flat. Hillip's got you by the feet.
Yeah.
And you're kind of army crawling-ish forward, and you make it to his hand. Now everybody's going to make a strength check.
I'll come behind and help pull as much as my... myself can
Nat
do that.
20.
That's pretty good.
I'm
oh,
the strongest creature in the world.
5.
Just kidding.
Okay, so here's the thing. Hillip got a 2. So
oh, no!
How this is going to work is, so Sully and Glim, they're pulling so hard that Hillip loses his grip on Moot, but because he's tied, that's fine, but he slips and lets go. He's like, oh no, my friend is going to go into the drink! And then your strength manages to pull everybody back and out. And the guy makes it to the edge, and he's able to climb up and out. And he's kind of just—he's winded because we don't know how long he's been in there. But he's like, "Thank you."
I give him my water skin so he can have a drink of water.
He takes several big gulps as he's trying to collect himself. He's like, "Thank goodness, you guys." You guys came by.
What were you doing out here all by yourself?
Oh, well, I heard there was gold here. And Hillip was like, yes, I heard there was gold here too. He's following the rumor.
How many people out here looking for gold? How many different ways are we going to have to split this thing?
Well, I mean, you saved my life. If there is gold, like, that's fine. I don't really need it anymore, I guess. I've got so much more to live for than just sweet, sweet gold.
Oh, that's a great attitude. I'm Glim. What's your name?
My name is Esau.
It's nice to meet you, Esau. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
So, there's this haunted windmill,
yeah.
And an orb, and then some gold. Where's the gold come into it? We were a little confused about that.
Well... The rumor, as I know it, is that the town kind of collected its gold in one place, but when...
Like
the...
a bank?
Sure. Yeah. It's been a while, though, so maybe they didn't call it a bank, or maybe it wasn't as conventional as a bank. But they put it all in one place, and just the riches of the town are here somewhere, supposedly. And... you know, they were driven off and were forced to take only what they could, and the gold is still rumored to be here. So I had some friends with me, but they got chickened out. They chickened out a while back. They heard some buzzing.
Oh, there was definitely a lot of bees.
Oh, well, then one of my friends, he's allergic to bees, so that's probably good. He turned around. So you guys are here to find the gold? You folks are here to find the gold, too?
Well,
we're more here to banish evil and maybe find this orb.
Yeah, I'm just not really a fan of evil generally, so I try and get rid of it whenever I can. But I mean,
I'm
gold
definitely
is
here for the gold.
Oh. So a variety of reasons.
Oh, great. Well, I don't know. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, there was a cave a while back, a little while over there.
Did you not make it to the windmill?
No, I saw the windmill and then got kind of
stuck in this situation.
Stuck in this muck. Yeah.
Right. Well, I think we were just about to go look in the windmill when we heard you. So, do you want to come with us?
I'd love to. Yeah. Being alone, I'm finding, is probably not a great place to be when everything is evil.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Well, it's really creepy here.
It is. It is very, very creepy here.
Yeah, strength in numbers is
a
saying.
No, I like it. I like it. And you guys start walking back. You cut through the trees, like coming back the way you came, I assume.
I think so, because it seemed
Makes sense.
We did it.
So yeah, you guys, as you're talking, you make it back to the windmill. I say, wow, I didn't think I'd actually find a windmill in the middle of the forest.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's very cool, yeah. I mean, maybe we find the gold and we just get on out. I mean, banish the evils doers and get on out of here.
Yeah, hold on. Like, in what order are we doing these things? Like, if we find the orb, that super, we can look at our leisure for the gold. We find the gold first? Are we still looking for the orb?
That means you guys tell me. I left gold back in a tree there, so apparently gold is not high priority all the time.
I turn to the guy and I'm like, Bishop, is the gold, like, this isn't honey, right?
He doesn't answer you.
Excuse me, sir.
Esau. Esau is his name, silly.
Esau?
Silly. I just called him silly.
Esau. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Sorry. The gold that we're looking for, you didn't hear that it is rumored to actually be honey, did you?
No.
It's not like liquid gold.
No, I think he's
gold.
Just referring to the fact that he could have made money off of the gold.
Oh, yeah,
or
I know.
Off of the honey, rather. Wow. Made gold off
just
of the honey.
Making sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, has anybody tried the door, or?
Well, we knocked. After you. We knocked, and there was no answer, and then we heard you. So, okay. We haven't been inside yet.
Great. Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I'll go try the door.
Yeah, and it sounds right.
I was there first. I could do it again. He goes and knocks again, looking at everybody. Are we good to try the door now?
Let's try the door. We've knocked
in there,
two
man.
Times.
Goes to turn it. It's locked.
Oh, I can do that.
You can do that?
All right, undo that. I'll pick it.
Sure. Yeah, get up and make an investigation check before you start to pick the lock.
God, the fuck. Two. No, three. Four.
As you bend down to start picking the lock, Hillop is like, oh, hey, there's two other locks there. Didn't see that before. There's three locks.
That's a lot of locks. Do you think they're trying to keep something inside there?
Maybe that like isn't gold?
Well, maybe. Or like some kind of evil creature.
That we should banish?
Ooh, you're right. Okay, let's open it up.
Yeah, all right. Oh, fuck. Everything. 16.
The first lock, it unlocks quite easily for you.
11.
Second lock takes a little longer, but you hear the latch click over after a couple minutes.
Oh, God, sorry. That was really embarrassing.
It's taken you a long time. You're very good at the first one, but,
I am going 12. To, in case there's evil, get my weapon ready. I'm ready for evil.
Yeah, I'm going to stand behind you.
Do I click the last one open with a 12?
Yeah.
And as I click it open, I, like, since I'm facing the door, I, like, swoosh really fast so that my back is to the wall in case the door swings open and anything comes at me.
The door does open inwards, and there's like a as the door opens.
Ah.
That was an unsettling sound.
That was... Windmill? Are you a person? I mean, it sounded like a voice, right?
I don't know. It sounded like it was breathing, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm dying. I'm a windmill. Or I just let out some air from a stale building after a little while. I don't know.
I hope this sentient windmill comes along with us for all our adventures.
I hope so, too. I mean, logistically, it's going to be a nightmare, but I think it'll just be a delight and really add to it in the end. Excuse me. Can I find a picture of the windmill?
Oh, nope.
Check your blood sugar. It did sound like breathing. It sounded like there's probably just a lot of old air in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Esau says, well, I mean, like I said, there was a cave over here. Maybe we, I don't know if I feel good about going in there. Maybe we go look around and see what else we find before we head into the windmill. I don't know.
I just spent time unlocking three different locks. You going to tell me you don't want to go in now?
I mean, we're here right now.
I think we should go in. And I'm going to go to the door, but not go in, but like stick my head in and do an investigation check. You know, like you do in the world.
I know that's how I enter every room.
Me too. It's only a 12, though, so.
You look inside, everything's very dusty and covered in cobwebs. It's pretty dark in there. And other than a little bit of light shining down through a window up top, you see a shadow of a staircase along the back that goes up. But you don't really see much else in there because it's dark.
I think we should just go in and check, you guys. We're right here. And I go in.
Anybody follow?
Yeah, I follow.
I'm going in too.
Okay. You three go in. What order is everybody going in?
I'll go second. I sneak myself in right after. Okay. I don't want to be last.
Sure.
Sure, I'll go in third.
The three of you get in. Moot, you see in the corner, there's a dusty old table that's kind of off into the side. All three of you see the staircase leading up. And as you get kind of to the center of the room, you hear the door shut behind you.
It's up.
Hey, you guys okay in there?
Did you shut the door?
No, we didn't shut the door. Did you shut the door? What, is the gold in there? Are you keeping us from the gold?
Moot, open the door.
I try to open the door.
As you step towards the door, you hear the latches go as the door relocks itself from the inside.
So it could have unlocked itself, but I was out there struggling like an asshole?
Apparently, yeah. I guess this is just a self-locking door.
You hear the door kind of shake from the other side. Can you unlock it? Like, is it easy on the inside? You don't need the picky-pickies?
Are there any, like, bolts or anything, Russ?
There's no bolts. There are pick locks on the inside, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be much use with this, but maybe Sully can.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
Well, guys, do we want to just leave? I mean, I know it's very creepy that the door just locked behind us, but we're already inside.
Well, I was just thinking
we
could just open it to let the other two people in. If we're in trouble, they can't get in here.
Yeah, you're right. That's smarter, Sully. You should open it back up in case we need help from those two.
Oh, baby. 26.
Damn.
We'll just say with that roll that, yeah, you unlock all three doors and you open the door. And Hillip and Esau aren't there.
Hey, guys.
Are they... Guys? Hillip? Esau?
Hello?
Oh, my God, maybe they were never there.
Well, now what do we do?
I shut the door again.
The locks go...
Hey, you guys there?
Nothing.
Oh, God.
Do you think one of those portal things that took your friend Merv just scooped these guys, too?
God, I hope the fuck not.
Okay, well, now that we're in here, I'm gonna look around more, see what I can see.
Yeah, let's have a look-see.
Are there any candles or anything on any of the tables?
Everybody make an investigation check.
Nat 20.
Oh, damn.
Or 19. Oh, investigations plus one.
Is everything still super dusty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe there was some sort of like time travel element that
right, was going to be
shut the door.
No, everything inside remains as you saw it. Okay. But as you look around, 19.
No, not 20.
11.
10.
Moot roll with advantage because you are the only one with dark vision.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's much better. That's 14.
Yeah, you're looking around. So there's stairs, there's a desk, and not much else. What direction does everybody go to look for things?
I go to the desk.
Okay, so the two of you go to a desk, Lim.
Well, let's go stairs.
All right, you go up the stairs. When you get to, you're both looking at a desk, and there's it's thick and caked with dust, but you kind of feel around on top, and there's a piece of paper. You brush it off, and who reads it?
What language is it?
Tell me who reads it.
I'll read it.
Okay, I'm going to text you what it says. Glim, you go up the stairs, and you get to the top, and there is just a single window that you see out, and you can see over top of the trees. You see, we'll say, to the south, so the opposite direction of which you had, where the bridge is, you see a kind of the tip of what looks like a hut. Off to the east, you see an open clearing that looks to be, it could be a graveyard, and a silhouetted structure off a little bit further into the east. To the west, you see the cave that Esau had mentioned.
What does it say?
The letter says, "Don't trust me," and it's signed Esau the Miller.
Ah, fuck.
What's going on down there? There's a window out here. I can see some stuff.
Esau's a motherfucking just like goddamn non-trustworthy son of a bitch.
I come back down the stairs. What do you mean? What do you mean we can't trust Esau?
We found a letter from Esau that says, "Don't trust me."
Oh, well, that's ominous.
Well, I mean,
certainly doesn't sound great.
Wait a minute. Hold on. But we didn't trust him, though, did we? He was like, "Hey, don't go in there."
He kept trying to make us go to the cave.
Yeah, he wanted us to go to the cave.
So maybe we're all right.
I mean, we got locked in here. It's not looking great, but
I can get us out of here. I don't know where the other here is, though, because I don't know where they are.
Maybe he did something to Hillip.
Well, the man wanted an adventure.
That's a good glass half full way of looking at it, Solly.
I'm very positive.
So there's a window upstairs, and I looked out, and it looks like if we head south, there's, I don't know, it looks like a big hut or something. I can just see the tip of it kind of over the trees, and then in the other direction, there was, it looked like a graveyard, like some kind of clearing with some kind of structure and like a silhouette. I don't know. I thought graveyard, temple, something like that. And then that cave is out there, too, that Esau was so horny for.
Hold on, was that Glim or was that Carla?
I'm pretty sure based on these two episodes, that was Glim.
That's right. Things are so sexy with Glim lately.
She's just trying to fit in with Sully, I think.
I think
she's
Sully,
just speaking
like,
my language.
Sully like brings it out in her, this like she feels like kind of this racy,
naughty,
risky. Yeah.
You're totally on your own in the big world. You can say things like horny. Not have your moms look at you like, the fuck? You're not supposed to know what horny is until you're 40. You know, horny 40, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Can I, like, I rolled really, really well. Yeah. Can I see candles or anything anywhere that I can, like, shed some light on any? No, okay. Nope. In my Tinder box, I assume I have, like, means to make a little bit of fire.
In your Tinder box.
I have a Tinder box.
Yeah, that's part of like the pack or whatever.
Yep.
So can I like strike a match and I do that and I just kind of like quickly illuminate some different areas that we haven't looked at yet.
Yeah, you don't see anything else. It's a pretty empty room.
Hey, did you see Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, does it look like there's any spot that a magical orb might have been placed?
I was just going to ask if anyone's seen any of the mechanics of this place.
No place really in particular, like no resting mount or anything like that.
And I assume in the middle of the windmill is like the big, like, plates that get moved by the windmill to grind up the wheat?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, yes.
That takes up the majority of the room. I mean, I'm assuming you didn't really need to say it. That's what a windmill does.
Yeah,
it does, yeah.
Is there anywhere, so nowhere that's like storage where like the bags of grain would go or they would have been stacked beside it?
Nope. Nothing
kind
else
of rinky dink
room.
Operation is this?
Any drawers in this desk?
Nope.
Anything else on the desk?
Hmm.
I take the piece of paper, I fold it up, I put it in my pocket.
Okay.
Sully, can you, I guess, get us out of here and we should go see if we can find Hillip and Esau because there's nothing in here.
Mm-hmm. It's the middle of the show.
Welcome to the middle.
That.
Yeah, it's good.
It's nice.
It's kind of got that Looney Tunes
kind of
feel.
Yeah, it did kind of.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Welcome to the middle. We still have a contest going on until August 31st.
Yeah, we do.
That's soon.
Today is the 21st as this comes out. I didn't hesitate because I was looking that up.
Nope. Knew it right off the old dome.
Smooth right away.
Yep. Same day. We're very current.
I know what day it is. It's fine. But you can win a copy of Ghost of Salt Marsh. How do they do that?
Well, they can share on multiple social media platforms. The episode that comes out, we post on Facebook. You can find it on Twitter and just like let us know that you shared it because privacy settings are super weird. So just like drop us a message to say, hey,
little comment.
Yeah, just shared it. Maybe say something nice, you know, like, hey, Tom, your beard's looking really great today.
Oh, thanks, Amy.
And we'll enter you to win that super duper book.
And how do they do it on Twitter?
They can tweet about us using the hashtag #DumbDragonCast.
So go do that, because that's coming up real quick. And also we have coming up very soon. We talk about this quite frequently, but we have some changes coming to our Patreon community. Some new tiers, some great things we're very excited about. A lot of it is new exclusive content that has never before been seen or heard. And there's a whole bunch of it coming. September is just whack-a-bonkers.
Buckle in for September.
Yeah. This is the teaser for it, because it's coming September 1st. Whew. Next time we'll maybe talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll tease it again next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe get some more details.
Yeah.
Maybe. So keep listening. You can go. Yeah, you listen next week.
Yeah, okay, he's probably convinced Hillip to go to that cave, and we probably gotta save his ass now.
Yeah,
22.
We'll say that you can do it as many times as you want, because you've done it a few times.
But that's what it sounds like.
You unlock the door and head on out. After all three of you leave, you hear the door and lock again.
So do you think we head for the cave and see if that's where they went?
Can I look around quick to see if this is the same, if this looks like the same place as we went in?
Sure, make an investigation check.
Because, you know,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Time travel or portals.
Or could be anything.
Something. It's only an 11.
Yeah, I mean, it looks to be the same spot that you were before. You see footprints on the ground of everybody's who was there.
Any like yours. Struggly footprints?
Why
would I even look for that? Hyssop would go. Hyllop. Whatever.
Well, you tell me if you're looking for that or if you're
I think Hyllop would go willingly with anybody like all the time.
Yes, cool.
Oh, you say that it's in the cave, yeah. Okay, let's go.
Was there more honey?
Is there honey in the cave?
Look, he's going to be a fan favorite, I can tell right now.
I know.
I like him. I think he's fun.
Dressed the way he's dressed? Hell right. Yes.
Okay. Well, I know the direction that the cave is in because I saw it out that window, so should we head that way?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, I guess it's the best bet to find them.
I just want to say for the record, I don't really want to go find Hillip, but yeah, we probably should. I mean, he drives a fucking caravan.
Yeah, how are we going to get to Waterdeep if we don't get him back?
All right, let's go for necessity's sake.
You head back down the pathway and go towards the cave where you believe the cave to be, and it's kind of wrap around the same pathway that you went and go down the stretch that you didn't previously turn down when you first got here. And it opens up into a big clearing, and there is the cave that you saw from above on the windmill. It is a fairly wide opening, very dark. It goes fairly deep. You can't see the back of it. Everybody make an investigation check.
Okay, I don't see much in this cave, but I see a bunny up there.
Well, I rolled a 2, so I see nothing.
Oh, yeah, an 8.
8.
Yeah, Moot. Yeah, okay. Moot and Sully, you see at the base of a cave a single skull. You also noticed on your walk here, which you didn't really notice previously, but there are large groves of mushrooms all throughout this wood.
Classic.
There are dead bodies under there.
Well, I mean, I guess I can get a branch off a tree and we can make a torch. Go look in the cave.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I go get a branch off a tree.
You guys notice all these mushrooms?
Yeah.
It's an awful lot of mushrooms.
Do you think they're good eating mushrooms?
There's only one way to find... No, Boo, I don't think that they're good eating mushrooms.
Okay, all right.
How many mushrooms has Moot already eaten?
Yeah.
None. But he was sizing them up.
Yep, that's fair. So you grab a branch and you light a torch, yes?
Yep.
Okay.
And I head slowly into the cave.
Make a perception check as you do so.
17.
So as you get to the mouth of the cave and you shine the light from the lit branch into the cave, you hear above the crackles of the flame kind of a grunting, snoring type of sound.
Okay, so I kind of like put up a hand like, do you hear that? Can you hear? I think there might be a creature in here.
Oh. What? I thought that was Moot and his deviated septum.
Nope, not this time.
Kate, so I'm going to, like, slowly back away so we can get a little distance away so we can talk. Guys, what do you think? It sounds like that sounded like a bear or something, right?
Well, yeah.
If I was a bear, I'd want to live in that cave. Look how spacious it is.
I don't really like that one skull we saw outside of the cave.
Yeah. You said skull, Russ. Human skull?
Yes, sorry.
It no, looks to I be assumed, but then there was skull. A creature, so
could
I
have
thought...
Could been a small animal skull?
Exactly, yeah. I should clarify.
Yeah, no, it is a... Yeah, it looks to be a human skull. If anybody wishes to investigate it, you are more than welcome to do so.
Yeah, I'll pick it up. 5. This dice needs to
5
go
just
away.
To pick it up, or you just go pick it up?
What?
I said you rolled a 5 to pick it up, or you just go pick it up?
I just go pick it up, but that was my investigation.
I think that was our
pick
investigation.
Pick it up was part of the investigation.
I hot potato it.
As you pick it up and look at it, it begins to talk to you.
Ah, fuck!
And it says, to the right of the cross, the code will be.
The black sparrow flies at dusk.
To the right of the cross, the code will be.
So the code will be to the right of the cross?
To the right of the cross, the code will be.
So it's just like an outgoing voicemail?
Is this B-B-E or B-B-E-E?
To the right of the cross, the code will be.
I think he's talking about the bees that we passed, you guys.
No, remember I said I thought there was a temple or something? So maybe that's the cross. Maybe we head there to the right of it, and then there'll be a code? I don't know what we need a code for. I'm not sure what my philosophy is on listening to talking skulls. What do you guys think?
I look at the skull and I'm like, can you say anything else?
To the right of the cross, the code will be.
Well, this is my first experience with a talking skull, so I'm at a bit of a loss.
I put it in my bag.
To the right of the cross, the code will be.
And then it's silent from there.
Well, what do you guys think? We head to that churchyard or whatever it was? I don't really want to disturb a bear.
I was just going to say, he's having a really good sleep. Do we want to be those people?
I don't want to be that person.
Let's go to the right of the cross. And then the code will be there.
Sure, I don't see why not.
So we head in that direction.
to the graveyard area or the structure in the distance that you weren't quite sure what it was? We'd or there was a hut that you saw kind of the top of a hut?
I think like the graveyardy area because that was closer than the structure, right? So
like, I don't know how Christian this place is, but if there's going to be a cross anywhere, it'd probably be a graveyard.
Graveyard seems like a good place to start.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go back down the pathway in which you came. You pass back in front of the windmill, and then there's a path that goes off to the right, and it's a straight shot, kind of a narrow pathway. Lined by more trees, of course, but it opens up into a wide graveyard. There are three rows, each with four different headstones. Two of those headstones have holes dug in front of them. And on each of the headstones, you see a letter. There are three crosses, one in each row.
Hey, it's Russ here. Just wanted to pop in. I put the map that I will eventually draw for them down in the description so you can take a look at that to see what they are looking at when they're trying to figure out this graveyard puzzle thing. Yeah, okay, back to it.
So, three rows with four headstones in each. Two have holes in front of them?
Yeah.
And then what was the last thing you said?
I have a whiteboard.
Yeah, you got a whiteboard? Let's do that.
I love it. Hey, just like we're around the table, I love it.
P-A-R-T-Y. It's a party. A party zad or a party daz.
Party days.
Party days.
D-A-Z-E. So to the right of the cross, the code will be. So Z-E-D? Or... D-Z right. Or E-Z-D?
To the right of which cross?
Well,
all of them?
I like Moot's idea that it's all three of them. Those are all to the right.
So like one, two. These ones?
Oh, I was just thinking the one.
Immediately to the right, but it could be all of them.
It could be.
D-Z.
Zed. They're Canadian. How long does Russ let us struggle for?
I mean, you tell me when you figure when you think you figured it out. Because
well, where do we put this code? I think we should probably look around, maybe a little bit, and see like is there a place to enter a code?
I think you're right because otherwise, how do we figure it out?
I take the skull out of my pocket and I say ZED.
To the right
D-E-Z.
Of the cross,
E-Z-D.
The code will
E-D-Z.
Be to the right.
I don't.
Of the
I put
cross,
it back in my.
The code will be.
I want to look around. There's the building, right? There's like a little.
There's a silhouette of a building.
Glenn saw a structure, and then there was also the peak of what looked like a bit of a hut. The structure was unknown because it was silhouetted to her.
But is that in the cemetery area?
It was a little bit further from where you are now. But yeah, in the same direction.
Okay, but there's nothing else around this in the cemetery.
More mushrooms around the area that you specifically notice. But no, nothing else in this cemetery area.
Without getting too close, I look over one of the empty graves.
It's empty.
Guys, maybe we should look at one of the other buildings and see if there's a place to put a code. Because maybe, like, there'll be, like, three letters or four letters, and it'll tell us if we need to use...
Yeah, I think you're right. If we know what we're looking for, we can solve it better, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there was, like, a silhouette of a structure or something that looked... I don't know. We kind of have two options. Do either of you care? Which way should we go?
The one that's closest. How about the one that's up this way?
Okay.
You carry on down the path. More mushrooms fill the side of the path as you go. And as you continue walking down, It comes to an end and you take a right. You hear voices. And one of them is very clearly Hillop's. And as you get closer, you hear, "So it's just up there then?" And as you get closer, you see a staircase. And at the top of the staircase, there appears to be a chest. And he sees and he hears you guys coming around the corner. And he says, "Guys, he showed me where the gold is. It's here. It's in the chest."
Hillop, yeah, just get away from that guy.
What's the problem? He showed us where the gold is.
Trust
well,
me,
first
buddy.
Of all, Hillop, I can't believe you just walked away when we got locked inside a building.
He said you would be fine. We'd be back in no time flat by the time you got it all sorted out in there.
Oh, yeah. The guy who gets stuck in quicksand, everything's going to be just fine. Feels okay wandering off alone. Can you say trap much?
I don't know traps. I'm not an adventurer. I'm just a caravan driver, and he told me that the gold was here.
This is how caravan drivers end up in those empty graves over there.
There was graves?
I pull out the piece of paper from my pocket and I was like, "We found this! ESAP, tell us about this!"
Well, thank you for getting my name right. You did find the note left by my evil twin brother.
The old twin brother story.
I haven't been entirely honest with you. I do know a little bit about this place, being that this is where he was from.
Please explain more bullshit.
I don't believe that you're going to trust anything that I say.
No, it says not to right here on the piece of paper.
I could tell you how to lift the curse over this place.
Mm-hmm.
Restoring its
Yeah, you do it.
Well,
if you know how to do it, just do it.
Well, I don't know how far you made it, but there's a hut. You have to collect some of these mushrooms and bring it to the hut.
Uh-huh.
And then what?
Well, and then there's a bit of supposed to be a bit of a ritual with the mushrooms, consuming some of them perhaps. And then, he was more concerned about the gold. I was just trying to help with the gold.
Esau, this is all very, very shady. Were you even drowning in quicksand? Who fakes being stuck in quicksand?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Everybody roll an insight.
15.
20.
Oof, jeez, you guys are on fire. It was not great for me.
He's like, I'm not even going to say mine.
Moot believes every word that he's saying. However, you two, yeah, you're on to the fact that he either isn't who he says he is or is hiding something else.
What are you hiding?
I beg your pardon, why would I be hiding?
I will straight up throw a talking skull at you.
He says, well, you've left me no choice. He pulls a dagger from his back pocket and puts it to Hillop's neck and says, I can't let you leave here, and I can't let you lift the curse. I'm sorry. That's it.
Why not?
You can't let us lift the curse.
Yeah. No.
Why?
No, the whole mushroom thing really wasn't to lift the curse.
Just you're fucking high though, right?
Yeah, real high. You should take some with you.
Those are dead body mushrooms, aren't they?
What? No. Why would there be dead body mushrooms?
Well, because I have a feeling like nobody ever actually left this place.
That is a theory. I like it. I'm going to kill this man now, though. So perhaps we should roll for initiative.
I have crazy initiative bonus, you guys.
It's all that dexterity. Do not.
17.
18.
10.
Sorry, God damn it.
I just had a good roll. I have a -1 for initiative. It's very different.
Oh, jeez. We had a really good roll then.
Glim, you're up first. You have Hillop in front of you with a dagger to his throat by Esau.
Guys, This is episode 11. It's our first fight.
It's true. How close am I to them?
You're fairly close. They let you get pretty close as you were. So you're at the base of the staircase. I don't know, 10 feet away.
Do we even know what to do to fight?
Do I, now that we've rolled initiative, do I have to take an attack action?
You, no.
You can delay your action.
Yeah,
no, I want to try and I want to talk to him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a bunch of different stuff that you can do.
What are you looking at?
But yeah, absolutely, you can talk to him.
Okay. Isao, don't do anything rash. We just want you to explain what's going on, and maybe we can help you. It sounds like you have an evil brother or something, and I can't even imagine what that's like. So could you please just take the knife away from Hillip's neck and explain to us calmly what's going on? I promise that we'll listen.
Persuasion.
24.
Paladins have mad charisma.
I'm very persuasive.
You're okay. I mean, I still can't let you leave.
We'll listen to what you have to say, please. Hillip is really scared.
Okay, so I will. Hillip, are you going to be okay? Yes, I will be fine. I won't move. I haven't peed my pants.
But he has to do that.
Rolling that 20 seems on deception, like, so you believe.
Seems like odd information to volunteer.
That dark purple of his pants.
His pants are green with green stripes.
Oh, green, right, yep, right.
His jacket's purple.
And his beret.
He kind of loosens the dagger on it, but doesn't take it completely away. Really, we're just trying to get more people to come here. It's more of a tourism type thing. If you eat the mushrooms, you stay and you be my friend.
You're still not telling the truth. You have to tell the truth.
No, I am. You have to eat the mushrooms. Just like Hillip here did.
Hillip, did you eat the mushrooms?
I was so hungry and he said they were tasty.
And how do you feel?
I feel I got a little rumbly in my tumbly, but I'm feeling okay.
How far did he move? Like, did he move away from Hillip at all?
He mostly just moved his hand, the daggered hand away. We're going to say that that's your turn, and Sully's turn. So the dagger's away. He's still got a hand on Hillip's shoulder. So he's still within range of him.
Sully's just like, what? Number one, I can't believe you ate those mushrooms, dude. That's fucking disgusting. Number two, and I draw my short bow and I release an arrow because I'm done with this shit.
Okay, roll attack.
This is what I was hoping for when I was persuading him.
No. Crit fail? Did you just shoot Hillip?
Oh no, did you shoot Hillip? Oh, Hillip.
Guys, this is my first attack roll of the new broadcast, and it was a one.
So close.
Okay, so you loose. What did you say, right? I'm done with this shit?
Well, I don't think I said that part out loud. I said that to us.
Okay.
But I just said, that's fucking disgusting.
As you... So here's how Hillip sees it. You say, that's fucking disgusting.
And quickly pull a short bow
and shoot him in the shoulder. Roll damage.
I go, God damn it. 1d6 plus 5. Fuck.
Fuck.
Damn.
Oh, God damn it. I rolled a 6. 11 damage. Did I kill him? Is he a level 1 character?
Hillip goes down.
God damn it. Sorry,
down,
buddy.
Down on the ground. There's no response from Hillip. And Isao looks at you and says, you guys are savage.
And I say back to him, I'll kill every fucking friend you have. I'm just going with it now. I'm a terrible person.
Are you doing anything else?
No.
Moving or...
I think I've done enough.
Moot, it's your turn.
Wow.
Look at the hiccups.
Wow, I didn't even play this game.
Moat's just kind of stunned by what just transpired. Does Izao still have like the knife in his hands and everything?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Why would he drop it? He didn't get
he
hit.
Didn't
with
just
a...
get shot. So close.
So close. Okay. I am going to cast Ray of Frost.
All right.
Since now the path is abundantly clear to have a clear shot at him.
Cool. Is that an attack roll? Oh, or is that just happen?
Yep. I make a ranged spell attack.
Do so.
Excellent.
Editing out all these hiccup sounds.
Fuck, I know.
That's a 21.
Ooh.
That will hit.
And you'll hit the okay. right person and all.
8. So that is 9 damage. No, wait, sorry. Okay, there's no bonus?
No bonus.
Okay, then that is... Sorry, I thought there was a +5. So that's 4 damage.
Okay.
Cold damage.
So describe to me what it looks like as you do this.
So yeah, Moot kind of throws his hand out and like a beam of white, like not light, but like cold. It's really bright though still. So I guess light would be a good way to describe it. But this kind of like freezing ray just like shoots out of his hand. And I guess hits Isao in the chest.
It hits him square in the chest. The two of you see frost just hit and disperse along his clothing, and he lets out a scream and like, ah, that doesn't feel good at all.
Whose accent do you have on it?
That's it for my turn.
It's it for your turn. It's his turn. And he's kind of trying to brush away, and then he turns and he begins to run.
Fucker.
Okay, I want to fire breath him then. Before he gets away.
It's Hillup's turn, but he doesn't do anything.
Oh. Right. I already forgot about Hillup. I'm cold. I'm stone cold.
He's dashed, so he's 70 feet from you now.
Oh, damn it. He is actually, a quick little fucker.
Yeah, so he's actually gone into the trees.
Okay.
Sorry, there are trees up these stairs?
No, so sorry, there's trees around because there's trees around everything.
Yeah.
But there's a clearing, and then the stairs are in the middle of this clearing with a chest at the top.
Okay, well then I'm gonna run over to Hillup and see if he is okay.
He appears unconscious.
Okay, I am going to lay on hands. Just kind of sounds weird and dirty, but isn't. I'm going to... I have a pool of healing power that can restore 5 HP. I can touch a creature to restore any number of HP remaining in the pool of 5. So, can I... I guess he's unconscious, right?
Yep.
So can I give him, like, 1 so he's not unconscious anymore?
Sure, yep.
Okay, I'm gonna give him 1.
You do so, and his eyes open as you do this. He's like, ah, that hurts so real bad. Did we get the gold?
Buddy. Well,
this is giving me the hiccups. Whenever I get shot with a short bow, I get the hiccups.
I'm sorry that you've been shot with a short bow enough times to know physiologically how you'll react. It's very sad, Hillup.
It hurts so real bad.
I yell from the bottom. Gab, man, I'm so sorry. It did sound too like I was yelling at you and then I shot you with the arrow.
You did yell at me and said, that's real disgusting. I thought I just had wronged you in some way by eating those mushrooms.
I was just so disappointed in your actions, man.
Well, yeah. Did we get the bad guy? Did the adventure win?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. So maybe we try and get the gold then.
Is he up at the top of the stairs, like by the gold? I sort of lost the geography. He's at the bottom of the stairs, right?
He didn't run up the stairs. Okay. He ran back, like away from the stairs.
Like Hillup and him were at the bottom of the stairs, yes. And he was going to, sorry, Isao and him were at the bottom of the stairs, and Hillup was going to start walking up. So we're still at the base of the stairs right now.
More or less, yeah.
Guys, what do we do? There's this crazy person in the woods. There's maybe gold up there. We need to find a code? Something about mushrooms? This is a lot.
Personally, I feel like I need a second. I need a do-over to shoot that guy. Also, he's like, I don't know, like what, fucking like turning people into zombie friends?
I don't know what he's doing, but it's not good. He's definitely not good.
No.
So we go after Esau? Are we agreed?
Let's get him.
I think we have to.
Okay, let's do it.
Can somebody help me up?
I help him up.
And can somebody take this pokey bit out of my shoulder?
Oh, yeah. I go up and I take it back.
Ah! Takes one damage and collapses.
No.
I'm kidding.
I'll give him another one. Just keeping him barely alive.
Yeah.
Just enough.
This is so much fun, guys. I love the adventure. And you guys head off following in the direction that Esau ran. Mm-hmm. You tell me marching order. We're just kind of all just going scattershot.
Am I having to help Hillip?
Well, somebody does have to help Hillip, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll do it because I'm beefy.
Okay.
So I'll, like, he can have an arm around my shoulder or whatever and we can make our way.
Carrying Hillip, the four of you head off into the trees looking for Esau.
Cursed Are the Woods was part of today's adventure, created by Eric Dalek. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Visit creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0. The songs Long Road Ahead, Come Play With Me by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. All songs are licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Visit creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0.
You know, horny 40, that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's the theme of my birthday party this coming year.
Oh, God, yes. Carla's horny 40.
Can you imagine? Remind me that I said that in January.
Well, yeah, okay.
I'll see if I can pull it off.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You start with your own breathing. Match the rhythm of the breeze that carves the canopy, the birds and bugs chirping in set intervals. Feel the subtle pulse rising up from the ground beneath you. To wander is to dance with the forest. But the forest isn't just the partner. She's the music, the style, she's the rhythm. She's the set of ancient steps and movements that have been passed down from one dancer to another. She teaches you to dance the dance she invented to the music she's singing in a tonal system she thought up one night as it pleased her. You breathe, and you listen, and you wait for your place, your first step, the call to... Wanderer is a new fairy folktale podcast from T.H. Ponders, a member of the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to the show by searching for The Wanderer in Apple Podcasts or by visiting www.callofthewander.com.